Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you very much for asking and for being on the show. I know you're very busy, so we really appreciate this time. So what we wanted to do was to, of course, get to know you even more and, of course, your experience with CyberBacker. So before we do that, though, can you help me out here? Can you tell us something about yourself and what you do, Mike?
So I run six franchises with a publishing and networking company in six markets across the United States. And we cater to the top 1% of real estate agents in each market. So we publish a magazine that goes out to them and we run networking events for them and our partners. And the name of the company is Real Producers. There's about 150 of us across the country, but I run six of them.
Gosh. So big business right there, a lot of growth. So how long have you been doing this, Mike, if you don't mind me asking?
I opened my very first franchise in 2017. This is coming up my seventh year.
Wow, there we go. A lot of exciting stuff happening. So how about working with someone who's virtual though? So like what you're doing with your CyberBacker. Is this a first time for you?
Yeah, I'd never worked with a remote admin ever before. I've never really had an admin that's worked with me part-time or full-time consistently. So this is my very first time doing either of those things, and it's been great.
All right. Good to know that you're having a great experience with Abby, your CyberBacker. So how long have you been working together, though?
So I started about 8 months ago, I think, is probably when we... So less than a year. It's been less than a year, but I would say 7 or 8 months.
So still a fairly new partnership right there then. Now, how did you find out about CyberBacker in the first place?
Ironically, the franchise owner that I work with for CyberBacker, the guy that runs Ohio, reached out to me because he wanted to be a partner of ours because he wanted to pursue relationships with real estate agents. And after we met and he told me all about what CyberBacker does, I said, well, I'd love for you to work with us. And he's a partner of ours with Cleveland Real Producers. But I said, I have to work with you. So how do I get my own CyberBacker for myself, for my own company? So that's kind of how it worked.
There we go. So now working then with Abby for the past 7-8 months. Now talk to me more about her. What's it like working with Abby every day?
Oh, it's great. She's very adaptable. I love the fact that CyberBacker creates a community among the CyberBackers that are working with them. They have Zooms pretty consistently and remote team meetings and stuff like that. So, but we've really been able to kind of bring her aboard. And she has a lot of communication with a bunch of the members on my team. And she's kind of like the go-to right now for when somebody needs something. She's the one that kind of gets people what they need, which is great.
Go-to person in the team then, definitely. Now, how about tasks though? Talk to me more about that. What do you have Abby help out with every day in the business?
So she does all of our social media, meaning we publish a magazine and we push out the content from that magazine every single month on social media. So she handles all of our social media for Facebook and Instagram. She creates reels from us from our events. So when we do events, we have people there taking short form videos. And we get all of that information to Abby, and she creates the reels for social media and for our sales presentations. And she does all of the back end admin work when an interview is realtored or when a realtor is interviewed or a new client is sold, getting that person not onboarded, but getting all of that person's information into the place that it needs to be is what she's in charge of.
So really more on social media, a lot of admin work here and there as well. Now, if you don't mind me asking, how was the transition period for you there, by the way? Because you mentioned earlier, this is really your first time working with someone who is virtual, maybe part-time or full-time. Now you're going on at 8 months with Abby. How was the transition period for you there, though?
It was great. I mean, I knew what I wanted her to do at the beginning. It's just all the stuff that I didn't want to continue to do. But I think the key for what somebody, when they kind of led me through the process, is the biggest reason that a cyber backer admin doesn't work out is because there's not enough communication between the person that they're reporting to. So Abby and I have a 5 to 25 minute Zoom every morning, Monday through Friday. We talk about what's on deck for the day. And then, you know, she's already texted me twice this morning with some quick questions. So we're always in communication over text message. So I think the Zoom in the morning is just so she knows what to focus on for that day. And we can kind of download what happened the day before has been great.
I think that's a good way to also build the relationship and the partnership that you have with your cyber backer, because again, he's already working or thousands of miles away. So at least bringing that in, that human factor, right? They're just having that quick video call, just being able to see each other. I think that really also goes a long way, this partnership. Don't you agree?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then we have staff calls at least once a week, and she's always a part of that. So our staff now feels like she's a part of the team, which is good.
It's a good way to build a relationship. Now, yep. Of course, in this partnership too, there needs to be trust, right, between you and your cyber backer. So in the beginning of the partnership, how do you build trust when you're working with someone who's virtual?
Well, the first couple of times we talked, you know, I just asked her about her family and, you know, what she likes to do in her spare time. And I told her all about my family and how I got into the business. And it's just kind of like you start any, I mean, we've all hired people in the past before. Just like if you're building any relationship, you know, you feel like you know the person's work ethic and you know what that you want them to do. But the way you build a relationship is to know a little bit more about them. You know, so I know how many cats she has. I know where her, she's got five brothers. I know her, you know, what they're doing for Christmas. We talked about what their Christmas plans are this morning. It's just talking about stuff that, you know, is non-work related. And I shared with her just like she shares with me. So it's pretty good.
So it's like a getting to know phase in a relationship, as an example,
yeah.
Right?
There we go.
Now, how about challenges? Of course, in any partnership, there could be challenges along the way because that for improvement. So have there been any challenges, though, that you've been working with Abby for a while?
Yeah. So I thought the language barrier would be a challenge, but she's great at English. So that's not. Right. I would say if I needed her to be conducting an interview with somebody, mm-hmm. or if I needed her to be doing a podcast with somebody, that would be a challenge because sometimes the internet doesn't work as well. Like we'll be on our Zoom and there's a bunch of delays, mm-hmm. because there was just an earthquake there. And as long as she turns off her video, everything is fine. But it's not a challenge for me because that is not a part of the business that I need her to conduct. I don't need her to be mm-hmm. doing interviews with possible clients or realtors of the leadership. So we haven't really had many challenges, honestly, to tell you the truth.
Good to know that not real big challenges so far. Now, working with Abby for 7-8 months now, what's been the biggest impact of virtual leverage in the business so far in the past few months?
I mean, she's doing things that I used to do, or I would have to pay people three times as much to do. So she saves me about 80 to 100 hours. Not me. She saves my staff probably 80 hours a month of extra work and the financial commitment. So I was paying somebody just to do my social media, and I was having to pay them 100% more than what I'm paying my cyber backer. And she's doing more than just social media. And that person wasn't creating any reels. So it's been a financial win for me. And it is really kind of taken a lot of work off of the plate of myself and my staff, which is good.
There we go. Partnering with CyberBacker saves time, also saves you money, making sure that the job gets done. Now, we've been talking about Abby for a while now, and I forgot to tell you, she's going to be able to listen and watch this, of course, once we have it online. So
that's great.
Before we go, would you want to give her a quick shout out or any messages you'd like to give out to her?
Yeah, Abby, you're great. We love working with you. We love having you part of our team. We definitely couldn't do what we do at the level we do it without you. You're amazing. And we're super glad that I'm super glad that the Lord brought us together, and you're part of the franchise group. So there you go.
There we go. Now, we are very, very excited to seeing the continued success of this partnership. And of course, Mike, thank you very much for taking time out of your day to be with us today. I had fun talking to you.
Absolutely. No problem at all.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.